All right. So we came on here to, you see this energy going on today. I see y'all know y'all see two red lines. Y'all see two red lines, right? And if y'all saw the horoscope today, right? If y'all watched the horoscope today, this is what I was talking about, the energy of this opposition of the moon and the Venus. I also was talking about the opposition of Mars and Uranus, and this sun here at 12 degrees, Scorpio, right? Now, the sun is the solar energy, is the backbone. So you see it here at 12 degrees, right here. The Saban symbol for 12 degrees Scorpio is an inventor performs a laboratory experiment. The key with this is the driving urge toward achievement, which is at the root of civilization. What up, Mystical? This is not a day to survive. It's a day to experiment. The sun in Scorpio transforms. We've been going through 30 days of transformation from random chaos into structured inquiry. You, as the sun, are the inventor in this energy. Your life is the laboratory. Have you ever thought about you as an inventor and your life as a lab experiment? Every conversation, every relationship, every tension and impulse urge becomes raw material for breakthrough. Scorpio demands depth, secrecy, transformation through precision. This symbol channels the archetypal Prometheus, Da Vinci, y'all know those names, Tesla, Nikola. Those people who dare to test reality, not just dream it. It's good to dream about something. You could dream it, but can you walk that walk? The laboratory is a ritual space where opposing forces can be combined under controlled conditions to reveal fundamental principles. Scorpio and this Saban symbol is talking about and is symbolizing both the intuition and analysis. Both are necessary for success. You just can't lean on one without the other. This is crucial for today. Scorpio isn't an emotional truth, but the inventor must also measure, observe, and refine. You're not just feeling this friction. You're studying and studying what it reveals. And what it reveals about your inner world. Don't forget, Scorpio is a water sign. Water is about emotions. This isn't just personal growth. It's about advancing systems through which you relate to reality. Now, if we bring this down to a micro level, it's about testing frameworks and studying how humans actually work, connect, and communicate, and create. Your experiment today contributes to the architecture of your own consciousness. All right. Now, as you can see right here, you see Mars at 0 degrees. Mars at 0 degrees, which means yesterday, if you was following along, Mars is at 29 degrees, the critical analytic degree, and Mars has now changed signs. And when planets change signs, shift happens, y'all. Shift happens. And as you can see, Mars, this red line here, Uranus, is this red is retrograde. Mars is in a tug of war with Uranus and Gemini, which is retrograde, right? Now, Mars in Sagittarius, we got fire. It's the philosophical fuel, expansion, the quest for meaning, acts from faith and vision, trusting the journey. Drives toward adventure, learning, and inspired action. Mars in Sagittarius wants to say yes, move the body, stretch the mind. But the shadow of Mars in Sagittarius is spreading yourself thin, mistaking excitement for clarity. Now, it's in a tug of war with this Uranus right here at 0 degrees, retrograde in Gemini. Uranus represents electricity and electrifies thoughts, mutates languages, revolutionizes your perception. Mental restlessness paired with dazzling innovation. Where is Gemini in your chart, y'all? Information with Uranus and Gemini, information moves at light speed. You could sudden insights emerge. And that Uranus is, this Uranus here is about to retrograde back into Taurus in about 2 or 3 days. After sitting there in Gemini trying to transform our mental, but the shadow of this, the shadow of Uranus in Gemini is distraction, misinformation, and fragmented intention. Attention. We don't have to, all we have to do is turn on the TV and scroll through social media and we can see misinformation. Now, those are those energies by itself. But I said they're in opposition. And this is where rebellion meets revelation. This is the engine of today's turbulence. The planet of raw action faces off with the planet of shock and liberation. Some of the experiences you may have is powerful impulses to break routines and speak shocking truths. Brilliant light bulb moments about your beliefs, Sagittarius, beliefs. Tensions between expansion vision and immediate disruption. The urge to escape rather than engage. Risk of accidents and arguments from not thinking before acting. You're just out here willy-nilly. Now, the wisdom of this energy is the urge to be impulsive. Resist this urge if you can. But with a steady rein, you are able to break through obstacles in innovative ways. So if you've been trapped in a thought, if you've been trapped in something, this is the energy of finally being able to break through that in which binded you. This is controlled combustion, not explosion. The laboratory provides safety goggles and protocols. You need to channel this volatile energy into a conscious experimentation. What does that mean? It means testing new ideas, testing new methods, testing new possibilities without letting the beaker shatter. Remember, you are the scientist at work. Uranus is wrapping up his final days in Gemini, but it don't forget, it's going to be back in Gemini, and it's going to be back there for a while, but it's just heading back to Taurus to finish up what it had been doing for like the last 7 years as it traveled through Taurus. This opposition carries the weight of a last call to revolutionize your thinking, revolutionize your communication, and your perception of the frameworks of how actually this society works before the focus shifts back to material transformation. Why you say material? Why did I say material? Because Taurus is about material, Earth. Now, you see, we have two lines going on. We just spoke about this one line, and we spoke about the sun here. We also have the moon in Aries in opposition to Venus in Libra. You know what? All right. So if you think about Libra and Aries is I am, and Libra's about relationships, right? So this second opposition creates the personal and emotional field where Mars and Uranus reaction manifests as the classic me versus we tension. And then the moon, adding this moon in Aries, raw emotion. Moon in Aries is about initiation, starting fresh, taking action. Moon in Aries is also about feels quickly, wants immediate resolution. It's also about self-focus. Moon in Aries, my bad. I'm talking about the moon in Aries. Moon in Aries is about initiation, starting fresh, taking action. Feels quickly, wants immediate resolution. Moon in Aries can be very self-focused, impatient, and instinctual. You know, animals are instinctual. Moon in Aries can point to pent-up emotions that need a physical outlet. Now, Aries is ruled by Mars. We were just talking about Mars, who just made a shift into Sagittarius. Now, this moon, Aries moon, is in opposition to Venus in Libra. Venus in Libra is about the control for beauty and balance. And Venus is in her own sign, radiating grace and magnetism. Venus in Libra, love turns to elegance, balance, art of relating. Venus in Libra seeks partnership, harmony, and beauty through aesthetics. Are you giving and receiving equally? Y'all in the chat, are y'all giving and receiving equally? Venus in Libra is about dressing your words in kindness and letting presence feel like poetry. Now, what is this red line here about? This opposition? It's about self versus other. Your emotional needs scream, I want what I want now. While Venus and Libra, your relational wisdom pleads, but let's be fair and keep the peace. This energy can create impulsiveness and the desire for harmony, but it also can create friction between independence and the need for partnership. Unexpected irritation with partners or feeling overlooked. Inner conflict between assertion and diplomacy. But the wisdom of this energy, your love life is a little unsettled. Try to relax and not be obsessive. Show restraint. And if you do show restraint, you will reap the rewards later. Don't make permanent decisions in this energy, y'all, because all of this stuff is temporary. It's moving quick. The Aries moon, matter of fact, will be in Taurus, heading for the full Taurus full moon tomorrow. And, you know, why do I bring up the ruler? Because the ruler of Aries, Mars, is in an opposition with the planet of, you know, liberation. Which amplifies emotional reactivity. Let Venus teach the moon about timing. Sometimes courage means, let me wait this one out. All right? Now, if we combining both the energies of both oppositions, Mars in Sagittarius, Uranus in Gemini, this is mutable opposition, creates a fundamental tension between expansive action and disruptive thoughts. This moon in Aries, Venus in Libra, cardinal opposition forms the apex where this tension gets funneled into your personal world. The result could be the unresolved conflict between your adventurous drive and revolutionary insights get projected directly onto your emotions, identity, and relationships. The abstract becomes intensely personal. So the Mars, Moon, Venus, Uranus circuit, right? This here what's the pattern? What's the connection? Mars rules the moon sign Aries. Venus rules where Uranus is heading in like 3 days, 4 days, right? Mars and the moon both live. The Mars and the moon are both in fire signs, which is initiation energy. Venus and Uranus are both in air signs. Air is about intellect, relational. All right. This creates a feedback loop of masculine and feminine energies. Action and attraction, independence and partnership, which will have questions arising, which probably aren't simple, right? Is my action, Mars, supporting what I value, Venus? Am I pursuing freedom at the cost of connection? How do I liberate my relationships while honoring beauty? Can I be impulsive and considerate simultaneously? What does authentic love look like when I'm also wildly free? Reflection questions. When it comes to this Scorpio sun, Scorpio likes to go deep, and Scorpio wants to get to the root of the situation. So, what is the real source of this impulsive urge that you're feeling? What outdated communication pattern is being shocked loose from your system? What would balanced independence look like in your relationships? What does balanced independence look like in your relationships? The moon, yes, it represents emotions and all that, but it also could represent the body. And the moon is in Aries. So move your body to calm your mind. Physical activity is non-negotiable. The Mars ruled moon needs an outlet. Outlets for this type of fire energy is like running, dancing. Hey, even does your house need to be cleaned up? Go out there, do some type of sports or something. Why do it this way? Because this is a safe way to burn off the fire, the impulse of fire. It transforms pent-up emotion into kinetic energy, a kinetic release. And it prevents emotional buildup from exploding sideways as collateral damage. Uranus over here and Gemini channeled this genius not into chaos. Mars Uranus used the lightning bolts purposefully. Use this energy to finally break through on your project or creative problem. Test new ideas in low states conditions. Innovate within structure, not destruction. Hey, just because you got these parameters, you got to stay inside these lines. That don't mean you cannot find freedom inside those lines. Let movement be your divine rod of truth. This Uranus and Gemini is asking you to think before you speak. You would rather think before you speak than sit up there and have to regret some words. And ways to do this is pause before posting, texting, or getting into that argument. You need to ask yourself before you, is this really true? Is this necessary? And if I say this, is this actually kind? The electric insight is real. and your delivery, I didn't say, some would say tone matters. Practice restraint as a form of devotion. If you're trying to lean into this Venus energy, listen to beautiful music, create harmonious space, light some candles, practice conscious fairness in interactions, consciously go into conversations and relationships saying, hey, I'm trying to keep this fair. Let desire move through without demanding a resolution. Can you sit up there and desire something and not need a resolution to that in which you desire? Can you just sit there and desire it? Sitting in silence. Is there beauty in pause? The pause. Is there beauty in the pause? Don't forget the inventor energy. Make sure you're tracking your data, answering these questions, and you know, keep in mind that every action, every attraction is a test to your reaction. Every conflict you have reveals a certain type of principle. Get quiet and ask yourself, what is my gut trying to tell me about this situation? Combine the feelings that you are having with what you actually observe. This Mars in Sagittarius, this moon in Aries, fire, with this Uranus in Gemini, Venus in Libra, air, plus this sun in Scorpio, water. What does that equal? What does that equal? Emotional transmutation through intellectual liberation and inspired action. Liberate! The cosmos is asking you to liberate yourself. You are the chemist. Combining them under controlled conditions, you can actually liberate yourself. You can finally break through in that understanding of how you operate, relate, and create and meaning. I have some questions for you, Mr. and Mrs. Inventor. And yes, you are inventing, being the inventor of your own transformation. So, in your invention, what system in your life is ready for a redesign? And I'm not talking about your closet. I know y'all still got 30-year clothes from 30 years ago still all up in your closet, talking about this is coming back in style. No, it ain't. Throw that shit out. So, what system in your life is ready for redesign? Where can you test your frameworks in real time? Hey, y'all say you healed and been working on yourself. Oh yeah? Test it out. Go by somebody in all of that or situation. Go back into the dungeon and see if you could come out that dungeon unscathed, unemotionally hurt, touched. Go back to the den and see. Go back around your captors and see if you come out of there still emotionally
balanced? Are you trusting both the gut and what you're observing? Or are you just going by gut feelings and ignoring what you see? Oh, what I'm looking at is lying. Or are you, you know, just looking at what you see and having gut feelings about what you see, seeing it's like and ignoring that? Yeah, I just seen her do that, but my gut is telling me, nah, my gut can't be right. Which one? What experiment would reveal the truth of your relationship field? If you performed an experiment on your relationships, what could you do to show you where your relationships are at? I got one. I ain't telling y'all to steal my idea. But if you went radio silence and just sat back and wait, how long do you think it'll be before somebody will reach out to check on you? What truth wants motion today? Can you let excitement inform but not override your clarity? What language needs to die so a new one can be born inside of you? What story are you just tired of saying and, you know, you need this need to go away? Today is a gift, you know. Are you saying a gift? Why? You just talked about tension. Because with intention, there's always a gift. Tension is actually what makes you get your ass up and go and do something. So today offers a rare alchemical combustion. And it gives you the opportunity, if you have the courage, to embrace change, Mars Uranus. The wisdom to do so beautifully, Venus and Libra. The emotional bravery to begin, Moon in Aries. The vision to aim high, Mars in Sagittarius. The mental flexibility to adapt, Uranus in Gemini. And the laboratory conditions to test it all safely, Scorpio Sun. This is not chaos, it's structured experimentation with in-depth. The thunderstorm can cause damage if you're reckless, but it also clears the air and brings incredible power if you harness it. The key is directed action over impulse. You're not a victim on this cosmic energy. You're actually a conscious scientist observing reactions and refining the approach, your approach to life. The Scorpio Sun reminds you breakthroughs don't happen by accident. They happen when someone is brave enough to experiment with what everyone else considers fixed. Scorpio is a fixed water sign. What's up, Gala? The Uranus in Gemini. This is the one of your last chances to revolutionize. Well, for a little while until Uranus gets back into Gemini. To revolutionize your thought before the focus returns to matter. What beliefs need liberation? What conversations must happen now? Venus in Libra promises, even in all this turbulence, grace is possible. Love is not just a feeling, it's a dialogue. Balance is actually an art. Are you an artist? The beauty blooms when both voices are heard. Can you blend them? The chaos is data. The tension is energy. The impulse is potentially invention. Every conversation, Uranus and Gemini, every emotional spark, Moon and Aries, every relationship reflection, Venus and Libra, and every bold action, Mars and Sagittarius, becomes the material for the great work of your transformation. You're the experiment, and your experiment isn't just about surviving the day. It's about discovering more efficient, liberated, and beautiful ways of being a human. It's about testing the principles that govern how you connect, create, and become your authentic self. The laboratory is open. All the elements are assembled. The question is no longer, will I get this right? But the question is, what will you discover if you dare go down to the depths? Welcome to the Edge of Breakthrough, y'all. Are you ready for it? Any questions, y'all? If not, you know, I just came on to tell y'all that. Nah. Well, maybe you have time to think about some of this stuff. I hit y'all with a bunch of questions. After you reflect on them, leave some comments in the down below. By the way, if you like, share with a friend who probably needs to hear this, I would appreciate it. And if you want to show your appreciation, you can send your boy a tip at I Am Astrology Readings, Cash App, Venmo, PayPal. Y'all know how I end this, y'all. Know thyself and balance your energy.